Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Let's say you're on a flight across the country from Los Angeles to New York, but your airline, the one where you've got all your mileage, requires you to stop in Detroit and Atlanta along the way, more mileage than you're looking for. Or how about this consumer irritation? You buy a ticket to go to the movies, and they make you sit through 20 minutes of commercials before they show the feature. So don't despair, fellow consumers. There may be changes at hand. Here is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Bob, how about the first of these two items? Any hope for those of us who'd rather take direct flights?
Yes, indeed there is. The schedule of direct flights being offered by the major airlines is growing, and the latest sign of that comes today with Southwest Airlines offering direct flights between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and it's already even bringing a big cut in fares on that route in particular, round trips as low as $58, but this change is happening across the country, and it is having an effect on fares as well. This is happening more and more between cities that are served by the major airlines. Could mark a big shift in the way the airlines have routed flights ever since the deregulation of the industry back in 1978, when they adopted this kind of hub and spoke approach. One industry group figures direct flights still make up less than 11% of domestic routes, but that is an increase from the year before when the number was around 9%.
So why the change in the way these airlines route their flights?
Well, it started with the low-cost carriers. They also use a hub-and-spoke approach for many of their flights, but they did see an opportunity to grab market share away on many of their routes, and travelers have been voting with their wallets. That's because the traditional airlines are now following suit, and they've added about 134 nonstop routes in the last year. In many cases, they can use smaller regional jets for these routes, and that actually turns out to be more economical for them, and it leaves their bigger planes for the higher volume routes. So we may see more of these direct routes if passengers like them, and so far they are proving to be profitable for the carriers that are scheduling them.
Okay, well, what about the movie gripe and all the commercials?
Well, at least one theater chain is giving in now, we are told, and is going to be giving moviegoers a better idea of exactly when the movie will really start. Lowe's Cineplex Entertainment says it's going to start next month, to put a note in its movie ads and online schedules that the feature will start 10 to 15 minutes after the posted showtime. It's not just the trailers, of course, that hold up the start of the movie these days. More and more theater operators are showing what amounts to commercials before the film starts. This new policy, we're told, will get its first tryout in Connecticut. That just happens to be a state where a legislator has recently been sponsoring a bill requiring the real times in listings. There have been moves across the country to force that, so we'll see if this takes hold as well. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're watching some changes in the bond market.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.